Okay, good morning, all. Once again. So we are up to the final two Mishnayos of Perakeh of Chapter 5. So we've been discussing how the Korban Pesach used to be brought, and God willing will be brought soon in the future. So we are up to now, after all the Korbans were slaughtered and the blood was thrown on the altar. So what happens next? So Kitzad Tovin Mafshitin, what they would do is, they would then, again, a little bit gruesome for our modern 2019 standards, but this is what they did, and God willing, we'll do it again. How we'll get into the mindset, not a discussion for right now, but they used to skin the animal. So Kitzad Tovin Mafshitin, how would they hang the animal so that they can skin them? You could imagine there were so many sheep that they had to be skinned and taken care of. So what did they used to do? So, Unkalios shel barzel hayu kibuim ba'kselim uva'amudim. There were iron hooks that were affixed to all the walls of the temple courtyard and some of the pillars that stood in the courtyard. There were hooks there. Shebahen tolin amafshitin. And on these hooks, they would hang the offerings and then they would skin them. But let's say, you can imagine, there were so many sheep, there were so many korbanos, probably weren't enough hooks for everyone to go around. So what would they do? Anyone who had no place to hang his animal and to skin it, maklus dakim chalakim hayusham. They were these thin sticks that were kind of just hanging around there, and they were also smooth sticks. They used to remove the bark from all of these sticks. So they would take the stick and hang it on his shoulder and on his friend's shoulder. So in other words, they were kind of facing each other, and the stick was hanging in between their two bodies. Obviously, not such a thin stick; he was able to hold up a korban. But so they would place it in between their shoulders, and they would hang up the animal on the stick. That's resting on their shoulders, and they would hang the offering from there, and they would skin it from there. Rabbi Eliezer says, what happened if Arbas are Shechalios b'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach was on Shabbos? And so what's the issue there? Well, the sticks are muksa. So this is the Tanakam of the Mishnah, but they're not muksa because you're going to be using them for this purpose. There's also the Tanakam seems to be a believer in the fact that Rabbanan Isurin do not apply in the Beis HaMikdash, but it says Rabbi Lazar does apply, so you have to be concerned that the sticks are going to be muksa. So what do you do if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos itself? So miniach yado al kesef chavero v'yad chavero al ksefo. So people had a stronger stomach back in the day. They would take their shoulder. They would take their hand, place it on his friend's shoulder, and his friend would do the same. Put his hand on his shoulder. So they were kind of standing like this, facing each other. Then they would hang the offering on their arms, and they would skin the animal like that. So once they skin the animal, what happened next? Well, that brings us to Mishnah Yud. So Kra'ova Hutzi Imurav, they would rip open the body of the sheep and kind of tear open its abdomen. Again, if you ever prepared a Thanksgiving turkey, it's not so much different. So they would tear open its abdomen, and that was a joke. They would tear open its abdomen, and they would remove the parts that were to be burned, the fats and the various organs that were in there. Nisanovim agis v'hiktiran al gabei mizbeach. He then put them in a bowl, and he would take this bowl and he would give it to the kohen for the kohen to burn on the mizbeach. So for the skinning and the ripping open and taking of the organs, that could all be done by the person who was bringing the korban. You do not have to be a kohen for that, but for burning on the mizbeach, you'd have to give that to a kohen to burn it. Finally, what happened if this, again, was all happening on Erev Pesach? What happened if this was all happening, again, on Erev Pesach, but it was on Shabbos? So if it was on Shabbos, what's the issue? So normally they would take the korban, they would sacrifice it, they would bring it home to roast it. But on Shabbos, you can't carry outside of the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Beis HaMikdash is its own reshus, but bringing it outside, that you wouldn't be able to do that. So says the Mishnah, Yatzta Kasri Shona V'yashva La Bahar Abayis. If it was Shabbos, the first group, remember we have three groups, so the first group would go out and sit on Har Abayis itself, on the Temple Mount. Shnei V'chel, the second group would sit in this area called the Chel, which is basically right outside of the women's courtyard. It was kind of right there. They would sit in this smaller area. And both these groups would kind of just sit there and wait for Shabbos to be over so they could bring the korban home. And the third group, so they got maybe the short end of the straw, the third group would have to kind of just stand in place where they took the korbanos. They couldn't sit there because you can't sit in the base of English. That's not appropriate. So they would just kind of stand there in the courtyard where the skinning took place until after Shabbos. And once it became dark, all three of these groups went left and they went home to roast their korban Pesach. And that brings us to the end of Mishnah. Hey, God willing, next week we'll continue with Perek Vav. We'll stop right here for now.